Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. We're kicking off Hour 3, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Still going to give you the story about the corrupt sheriff and several of his other employees. That's on the way. But first to the phones and to the fun, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Brett in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first I want to thank both you guys for doing what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Well, somebody had to do it, Brett. Thanks.
No, somebody doesn't have to do it. It takes somebody to do it, and appreciate you guys doing it.
All right.
Just wondering, have you guys ever made any attempt on trying to get on satellite radio?
Like, yep, as a matter of fact, we have. And the attempts are continuing. In fact, there's details on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. You can get to it by going to local.freetalklive.com. There's a thread there dedicated to XM and Sirius and what it's going to take to get us on there.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out.
Yes, it's very simple. We give you numbers and names of people that you can contact at those organizations. Are you a subscriber to satellite radio?
Yeah, my father-in-law got both my wife and me a Sirius system for each of our cars last Christmas, and I probably wouldn't have gotten it otherwise, mm-hmm. but once I've gotten it, I probably wouldn't get rid of it. It's just really nice.
Now, the monthly fee doesn't bother you? Two of them? Do you have to pay, what?
Yeah,
$30 a month or something?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I think you pay the full price on one, and if you get a second one, there's a discount.
Mm. It certainly bothers a lot of people, but hey, if you're happy with it, that's great. But
I hear it's very nice.
There's basically two tactics you can take. Well, there's some ups and there's some downs. I mean, for instance, the audio quality leaves a little bit to be desired because they're packing so many channels into the same bandwidth, and they can't really expand that bandwidth. But anyway, there's ups and downs. Nonetheless, talk, I think, is fairly useful there. And there's two tactics you can take. One, if you are a current subscriber, you can tell them that when you call up. Say, hey, I'm a current subscriber, but I'd really like you to get this and this show, Free Talk Live. And then I think you've got a little bit more weight than the second tactic, which is if you aren't a subscriber, you could call in and say, well, I'd consider subscribing or I would subscribe if you got Free Talk Live. So I think you're in a good position to make the call, and we appreciate the question. Thank you, sir.
I'll make that call.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. And local.freetalklive.com applies to everybody. It applies to getting you information on what it takes to get the show on your local talk radio stations. That's what it's primarily devoted to. There just happens to be one thread there about the satellite guys.
Yeah,
so,
as much as you want us on those stations, we want to be on there more.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great way to help us out and get us on locally, because there's still a large chunk of the population that doesn't use the Internet. Some of them use it at work, and that's it. Some of them don't use it at all. And so AM and FM radio is going to be the way to get Free Talk Live to those people. Terrestrial radio, as it has been called, is not dead yet. And, in fact, I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon, especially if we can get the show spread across it. Although I can understand why people are getting tired with it. You know, I can understand why people are tired of terrestrial. Oh, Republicans and the Democrats. And it's just, you know, they've got this Air America thing, which is totally bombed out. They're now looking
for sale. You want to buy it?
No, that's okay.
You know, I'd much rather build my own syndicate than buy that thing.
Whatever that means. So anyway, Air America out of going out of business almost at this point, totally bankrupt. And it's just because they tried to do the exact same thing that the Republican shows do, except on the other team. And it's just not working. Americans are tired of this crap. 62% of radio listeners are neither Democrat nor Republican? Excuse me, talk radio listeners. 62% of talk radio listeners, neither Democrat nor Republican. That's a huge market out there for Free Talk Live. And so eventually these radio stations are going to figure out that, hey, there's different talk out there, because there's like three primary categories of talk. And it's starting to splinter off more now as time goes on, because basically the radio industry is realizing that if they don't compete with podcast, internet streaming, satellite radio, if they don't finally really get competitive, they've basically been resting on their laurels for the last decade. And now all of a sudden, these new competitors are getting into the game, rearing their heads, and the radio industry is saying, oh my gosh, what have we done? You know, we need to get our S together and get competitive.
So what are the three segments of talk?
There's the conservative talkers,
okay.
The Rush wannabes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the liberal talkers, which is a relatively new sort of segment of talk. There have been some liberal talkers out there, but now it's really starting to pick up some steam.
Not national guys, really.
Well, there's some. There's some of them. There's.
There weren't really.
Oh, up until recently.
Up until
right,
Air America.
Right. Exactly. Well, no, the Air America talk shows have pretty much bombed. I think the only thing they've got going for them was Randy Rhodes. That's their only real talent that they have on the network.
I thought Ed Schultz sprang...
he's not from Air America.
Not anymore.
No, he never was.
Okay.
No. Anyway, so you've got conservative talk, you've got liberal talk, and then you've got hot talk. And hot talk is this sort of TNA talk where you get strippers in the studio, you're talking about pop culture and sex. Not a lot of people have heard hot talk. It's on some of the FM talk stations around the country. But we don't fit into any of those
categories.
Howard
Stern fits the hot talk category.
He's a hot talker.
You're leaving out a whole bunch of segments of talk. There's the information show where you can call in and find out how to fix your refrigerator.
I'm talking about as genres of talk, as far as the main purpose of the radio station. Yes, there's the weekend talk shows where they talk about computers.
What about the relationship talks? How about Dr. Laura, Dr. Joy Brown? There's stations that focus on that.
The whole station, though? I guess there are.
I did it.
Okay.
I had it on 1220 there for a while. I had Dr. Laura, I had Dr. Joy Brown, I had Bruce Williams, I had Clark Howard.
But for the most part,
it's girl
amazing.
Talk, baby.
Even old Bruce Williams has shifted to a more conservative talk format.
Sometimes
he's not so much a self-help as he was.
Sometimes he talks politics, but man, he's just a lot more about just
anyway.
Investment.
You're right. You're right. Okay, so there's the fourth.
There's health talk.
There are other genres, but the dominant ones. I'm talking about the dominant ones.
The ones
in the
that we care about.
Nonetheless, my point was that the radio industry is kind of freaking out. I mean, they realize now that you don't need to go to radio to get the music you want to hear anymore. I mean, iPod is starting to scare program directors because they're scared that they're now being made irrelevant by the fact that you can go and grab all your music, throw it on the iPod. Why do you need to tune into the radio anymore?
Yeah. Music radio is really taking a beating.
No, they're not taking a beating quite yet.
But
it's just on the edge
because,
of it.
It's because Arbitron hasn't caught up. It's because people answer their little Arbitron diaries inaccurately. Because that's such a crappy form of surveying people that it's not, it's crappy and inaccurate. That, for instance, if my favorite station in town is the Big 98,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to fill out. Whether or not I listened to my iPod on the way into work, or whether I listened to a CD, or whether, whatever. But as people get so far removed from what their favorite radio station is,
mm-hmm.
they won't even know how to answer those questions anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And so basically, these program directors are realizing, oh my gosh, people are going to be starting to tune out. It's just begun. It hasn't happened to a large extent yet, but they know it's there. They know that iPods are out there, and they know that satellite radio is a real threat to them. And so what they're doing, and what I think this is great, is they're going to start, you're going to see this more in your local area. They're going to start putting talk on FM. And it's something that has needed to happen for a long, long time. To those now, there's actually some of you that are listening to this show on FM because we've got a couple of FM affiliates. Like in Tallahassee, there's an FM talker there that we're on, WUTL 106.1. And that's because they got it. That company, Opus Broadcasting in Tallahassee, figured it out. They said, oh my gosh, forget this classic rock format. We're going to talk. Because when it comes to talk radio, the thing that AM and FM stations have, that iPods can never have, that podcasts can never have, is live and local. And so if you switch a underperforming music station to a talk station, you can bring in personalities. Yes, you can bring in syndicated shows like Free Talk Live to fill some airtime with, but your afternoon drive show, your morning show, you can bring in somebody local who cannot appear in any other market across the country to give people a reason to tune in to radio again.
Yeah.
Because tuning in to radio to hear, Whitney Houston, not
Why?
Really. It's not a draw.
Whitney Houston, if she's played from a satellite or if she's played from the radio station or if she's played from your iPod,
right.
It's all the same. And it's one of the reasons that I think that satellite radio might do well with adults, older Americans.
Yeah.
It's not going to do quite as well with the young people because the young people want their own music mix that they design.
So what you're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years is more FM stations flipping to talk, which is great news for Free Talk Live, of course, because they're going to be looking for different original content for those stations. And you're going to see those talk stations start to splinter off into more categories of talk as well. More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free, including the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners have added themselves to it. You can go and scroll around the world and see who's listening to Free Talk Live, or you can even add yourself to the map at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. Hey, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to 25th. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most
Free Talk Live. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. All right, still to come, the story about the corrupt cops. But first, to Curtis in Michigan on the Amplifier line. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, good. How you doing? This, I'm curious how you thought, what you thought about Howie Rich and his organization, Americans for Limited Government.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
No, what do you think
that,
about him?
Well, I have to take my hat off to him. He's something that the libertarian movement's needed for a long time, is somebody who's got a lot of money and using it for a lot for putting libertarian ballot measures on the ballot in various states around
here,
the country.
That sounds good to me.
Is it, does he have a website?
Yes, he does. It's www.
We knew that part.
Okay, yeah. hold on. Getliberty.org.
Oh, that's easy enough. Getliberty.org. We'll definitely check it out, and
yeah,
thank you for turning us on to that.
It's he's getting ballot measures to limit state spending in various states, put real strict controls on state spending, and also to impose real strict controls on government use of eminent domain.
Hey, you know what? If he's working towards liberty, then he's okay in my book. And Curtis, thank you.
Those sound like particularly good ones,
yeah,
too.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, this guy's got tons of money, and he spent something like $8 million
wow.
or $13 million getting these ballot measures on the ballot in about 9 or 10 different states.
Curtis, maybe you should email him and tell him he should advertise on Free Talk Live. That'd be a great way for him to spend his money. Thanks, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, that's something that the libertarian movement really needs, Mark.
I totally agree.
Is some very rich benefactors. You know, the liberals have George Soros and whatever those other guys are, and there's plenty of rich conservatives.
Mm.
Where are the rich libertarians? Right, come on out of the closet. It's time. Quit hiding. There's no need to. They're out there. They must be out there.
Well, super rich libertarians?
With a few million bucks to spare. So I don't know if that's super rich.
A few million?
Yeah.
Man, that's not rich.
That's rich.
Okay.
Super rich is like a billionaire, right? Super rich is hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for somebody with maybe, you know, an extra couple million that they don't need.
Well, how do you have an extra couple million you don't need?
Well, there's plenty of people
you can't
like
even
that.
Maintain yourself in the lifestyle you've become accustomed for a period of time with a couple few million.
No, not everybody's like that, Mark. In fact, a lot of people get wealthy in that way actually know how to save their money. In fact, that's one of the reasons why they got wealthy in the first place. So not everybody lives right up to the ends of their means. 800-259-9231. Anyway, if there's any really rich libertarians out there listening, get in touch with Mark and buy some advertising.
We'd love to sell you some.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story. From Roanoke, Virginia, AP reporting a sheriff and 12 current and former officers in a hard-luck rural county that once billed itself as the sweatshirt capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got to be proud of something.
You do have to be proud of something. It reminds me of Castroville, California, which was the artichoke capital of the world. I just thought that was it just tickled the crap out of me.
So you've got a sheriff and 12 current and former officers going to be brought up on charges. What do you think the charges are about, Mark?
It's several of them?
Yeah.
And it sounds like drugs.
Uh-huh. In fact, a scheme to resell drugs seized from criminals.
Well, no surprise there. At least they have a free supply.
A former postal worker, a former probation officer, and 5 other people were also indicted by federal prosecutors.
A postal worker?
The charges included racketeering, conspiracy, weapons charges, narcotics distribution, obstruction of justice, and perjury. H. Franklin Cassell, the sheriff of Henry County, in Virginia, a former textile hub about 50 miles south of Roanoke, was quoted by investigators as saying, "The only way to acquire wealth is to, quote, be a little crooked and not get caught." Well, Mr. Cassell, sounds like you've been caught. He's 68. He was a state trooper before being elected sheriff back in 1991. He owns large tracts of land and a trucking company and has reported more than $20,000 in dividends yearly, says the government. The salary range for sheriffs in counties the size of Henry is $85,000 to $93,000, according to state law. Prosecutors said that for the past 8 years, cocaine, steroids, marijuana, and other drugs that have been seized by the sheriff's department were resold to the public. A sergeant who agreed to cooperate with investigators...
Hey, I've seen this bud before.
A sergeant who agreed to cooperate with investigators was paid off by the ring to use his house for distributing drugs. This is a serious operation.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very involved.
Using an entire house as a distribution point. It's a disgraceful corruption, says U.S. Attorney John Brownlee. Maybe disgraceful, but not unexpected. You would be shocked, I think, if you knew how widespread this level of corruption is. You know, we've talked to former police officers on this show several times, Mark, who have told us that one of the reasons why they've gotten out of the business of law enforcement was because they were tired of the high-level corruption. As it turns out, the most corrupt of officers are the ones that move up in the ranks. And they shun the good guys. The good guys don't have opportunities for advancement because the corrupt ones don't want them up there with them, threatening their jobs. The corrupt ones want everything to be nice and tight at the top, so all of the corruption can go on unabated. And you would be shocked at how many other sheriffs there are in the United States that are doing the same exact thing.
I've certainly heard plenty of allegations.
As H. Franklin Cassell from Henry County. I could make some allegations here on the air, but it's probably against my best interest to do so.
Could wake up dead. Not to mention libel.
Cassell was charged with impeding the investigation by the FBI and federal drug enforcement agents and with money laundering. He was released on $25,000 bail. Now, I wonder what Mr. Cassell did to get himself brought up on these charges. Because if you think that the DEA isn't aware of things like this going on across the country, then you're fooling yourself. In fact, I'm fairly positive that they are aware of these things, but there's probably a nice little gentleman's agreement between them and the sheriffs in question, as far as the DEA allows them to operate so long as they get a cut of the proceeds, that sort of thing.
Man, I'm thinking
Mr. Cassell, he crossed somebody. Maybe he didn't pay or did something that made somebody in the DEA angry. So they brought him down, and they brought him down hard.
Man, you're making a big allegation there with the DEA being involved with a corrupt sheriff. I'm not saying the DEA isn't corrupt in and of itself.
I'm not saying that they were involved with him. I'm just postulating that that's a real, very real possibility.
No, I just think he got nabbed.
Well, he served. Here's why I say that, Mark, because I've bought my share of illegal drugs in the past. And you hear things when you're amongst the underground. I mean, the people that are doing this business, they know about
these
sheriffs. And so if people on the underground know about these corrupt sheriffs, how is it the DEA could be in the dark? 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. More details on this story, your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your
$19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you bring up what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com. By the way, I talked to Johnson, who is the man in charge when it comes to the Free Talk Live store, mm-hmm. and he has assured me that even the most lengthy production process on these items, because the items that you see at the store are just now being produced. So we've been taking orders for a while now. Basically, we had a pre-order phase, and then we went out of the pre-order phase, and now it's in the regular, just open store phase. But still, we're generating the products now. Some of them take a little longer than others. For instance, the flags that we have there, those take 4 to 6 weeks to produce. So those of you with flags in your orders, you're going to be waiting a little longer. But you've been patient so far, and you'll continue to be patient, and we certainly appreciate it. And I think you'll appreciate it when you see the expected quality. We're expecting the quality of these items to be very, very good. This is not cheap crap that we're selling. Some radio shows sell cheap crap. We're not. And so you can definitely expect, even on the flag orders, all going to be in and probably delivered to you before Christmas. So be patient.
So when do I get my hat?
Be patient, and you'll get it when you get it. Store.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live shirts, and more. It's all there, store.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Virginia sheriff, who has been indicted on some pretty serious charges. Him and 12 of his current and former officers from, Henry County, Virginia. H. Franklin Cassell is his name. They're alleging that he and his officers have been stealing drugs, including cocaine and marijuana, steroids, and other drugs, from local drug dealers, then taking them and reselling them to the public. So they pay zero for their drugs and get to sell them at full street value.
Nice profit margin.
Therefore, they are profiting more than any other black marketeer out there. And in fact, it's a perfect gig for a sheriff, if you think about it. Which is why H. Seymour Cassell, or H. Franklin Cassell, isn't the only sheriff in America that's engaging in this behavior.
How could he be?
In fact, I would suggest that Mr. Cassell's behavior is a little bit on the lights. I mean, as far as what he's been alleged to do, it's a little lightweight compared to some of the sheriffs out there. For instance, imagine if you were the sheriff of a port county. County with a port to where people from all sorts of other countries internationally could be doing business with you, bringing in huge loads of narcotic substances, all under your watchful eye and approval. Of course, if somebody tries to bring in a load without your approval...
That's what you got a police department for.
Then there's a bust that goes down. What if you're a sheriff on a border county?
Oh, my.
There's
a lot of money in people trafficking that you could do.
There's a lot of trafficking of drugs going on here, and there's a lot of incentive for sheriffs to get involved in it. Now, I'm not saying all sheriffs in America are doing this, but I guarantee you there's more of them than just Mr. Franklin Cassell in Henry County, Virginia. He was charged with impeding the investigation, as well as federal drug enforcement agents with money, also with money laundering, released on $25,000 bail, which he probably paid in cash. The defense attorney says he served with great dedication. Now we get an opportunity to answer the accusations. And, you know, I'm interested to hear what his excuses are. I'd love to hear this guy's testimony. The county supervisors asked Cassell to resign Thursday night, saying his ability to manage his department had been irreparably damaged. Lichtenstein, the defense attorney, said his client would assess the issues and, quote, make a decision that he believes reflects the best interest of the people. Isn't that a sweet deal, Mark? You can be the sheriff and get arrested, and you don't even have to leave your job.
That's nice.
They've just asked him to resign. He doesn't have to. He's the sheriff. 14 others were also in custody.
Well, you know, I've heard of places where nobody can arrest the sheriff. The only person that can arrest the sheriff of this town is the high bailiff.
Yeah.
Who the hell is the high bailiff? Well, it's an unpaid position that we leave up for election for, crazy guys who live in trailer parks or whatever.
14 others were in custody. Police have been in contact with the rest of those indicted except for one defendant who was at large. All but two were released on bail. The sheriff's department has 96 officers. Some officers from the local count, the other counties are coming in, I guess, to assist in the meantime. Cassell's been sheriff since 1992 in the county of about 58,000 residents along the North Carolina line. The region used to be a center of the furniture and textile industries, suffered some severe layoffs in the 1990s as the factories closed, and the area is now known for the NASCAR Speedway in the area. A few years ago, former county administrator went to prison for embezzling more than $800,000 between 1993 and 2002 as the county sank into economic despair. He used the money for gifts and trips and to support an out-of-wedlock child.
Oh, my.
So this is it. I mean, this is how it works. The sheriff is the most powerful man in the county as far as law enforcement is concerned. It's a perfect opportunity for him to make serious, serious cash. You know, maybe he's dabbling in it just a little bit. Like, maybe he just starts out, maybe a couple of his county mounties or sheriffs, they come up and they say, hey, boss, we got this big take here, this 25 pounds of marijuana. Well, we know a few people. Let's get that parted out to them and get that back on the streets, get a little bit of extra cash. You start out by dabbling in it, and then you move up, and before you know it, you're doing deals with big-time people. Before you know it, there's sheriffs trading drugs between other sheriffs. I'm just making suggestions here. Not that I have first-hand knowledge of any of this. I don't, but I've heard things.
You know, I can't. It's unfair to think that somebody who gets elected sheriff would be such a good person every single time, that everybody who's elected sheriff would be such a good person that you could give them this kind of authority to essentially do what they want, run roughshod with impunity, do what they want, and who's going to enforce laws on them?
Right, because your own sheriffs aren't going to go after you. If they become aware of what's going on, they know how powerful you are. And you can believe...
Your own deputies?
Yeah. You can believe that in the black market, where violence rules the trade at the upper levels, when you're doing deals like these sheriffs are doing, some of these sheriffs, like importing hundreds of pounds of marijuana and that sort of thing, when you're doing that sort of level of business, there's some serious danger involved.
Absolutely.
Because there's big money involved here. We're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars being made by these guys. They aren't just going to let some little deputy get in their way. So if there's some do-gooder deputy that's, he's come across the information, because not all of them know. That I don't think is the case. I don't think all 96 of the deputies in this guy's county were aware of what the sheriff was doing. I don't think. But presuming one of them comes across the information, decides he's going to be a hero and take down the sheriff, if he even so slips and mentions his plan to one of the other deputies, and they happen to be buddy-buddy with the sheriff, and he doesn't know it,
yeah,
there's going to be some threats made against that man's family, against his own personal life, and he's going to be scared to death of taking that any further. He's going to realize that he's making a nice paycheck, you know, $40,000 a year as a sheriff. No need to rock the boat.
Yeah. Why rock the boat?
Exactly. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Do you think I'm exaggerating? Do you think I'm going out on a limb? Would really love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to George in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George. George in Kentucky. George is gone. 1-800-259-9231. So there. There you go. There's the information. Now, there's some other allegations being thrown about, Mark. This one, these allegations involve a reverend. Now, you can throw an allegation at a reverend, and he can't do anything about it. You can allege something about a sheriff. They're going to come after you. The Reverend Ted Haggard, he is going to step aside. This is what has happened. According to the Rocky Mountain News, he stepped aside as senior pastor of the 14,000-member New Life Church and resigned today as president of the National Association of Evangelicals. This is a big, important guy, Mark. Ted Haggard, I saw him on a documentary about, it was a documentary made by, a United Kingdom-based atheist, and I forget what it was called. I'll pull it up if I can. But they actually went and they interviewed this guy, and he's just a real jerk. This Ted Haggard. And so I find this very amusing, considering that I'm somewhat aware of who he is. The church issued a statement saying that Haggard could not continue to minister under the cloud created by the accusations made on Denver Talk Radio this morning. What happened on Denver Talk Radio? Well, it involved a former gay male escort.
Oh, my.
And we'll give you his allegations coming up here.
I hope there's some pictures.
This is a... No, not yet. This is a developing case, by the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel.
The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, even in the remaining moments of the show here. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, bulletin board system, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. We give it all away on our website. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Like nearly 300 of our listeners have done. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. It's all of $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And again, it's totally voluntary. And the point is, we take in the $3 from you and we turn it around into promotion for the show. Advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Hence the name AMP. And it's working, Mark.
Yes, it
is. This is money that's going to purchase industry advertisements to get more radio stations on board. It's going to buy hardware to get these stations on board. Sometimes they need like a satellite card and that sort of thing. That's where it's going. It's also going to internet advertising to get more internet listeners. It's $3 a month to spread Free Talk Live and thereby the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. So if that's important to you, and apparently it is important to people internationally, we've got amplifiers from Japan, Austria, Australia. Let's see, we've got Swedish amplifiers.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. And, of course, a whole bunch of people from the United States, Canada as well. So head on over there, amp.freetalklive.com, and a great way to help support Free Talk Live. So, talking about this guy named Ted Haggard. Now, who is Ted Haggard? Well, he happens to be the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. Yes, you know, the evangelical Christian movement. This is a major figure. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, he used to be president of the National Association of Evangelicals. Now, why on earth would he step down as president of the National Association of Evangelicals?
Perhaps he, the shame of the male escort accusation.
Well, we haven't even actually given the accusations yet. Apparently,
what are they?
The accusation. Now, Haggard says the escort is lying, but if that's true, why is he stepping out of the spotlight? The statement said he placed himself on administrative leave pending investigation, spiritual counsel, and a decision by the church's board of overseers, which consists of 4 senior pastors of other congregations. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Mike Jones, age 49 of Denver, made his allegations on the Peter Boyle Show on KHOW 630 in Denver, saying he was compelled to come forward because he believes Haggard, an opponent of same-sex unions, is being hypocritical. I mean, after all, he's an evangelical, so of course he's got to take the position that gay people are bad.
Now, what kind of proof does this guy have?
Well, he's got his personal story. He's a former male, a gay male escort.
I can make up a personal story here on the spot.
Quote, he was compelled to come forward. After sitting back and contemplating this issue, the biggest reason is being a gay man all of my life. I have experienced with my friends some great sadness of people that were in relationships through the years and were not able to enjoy the same rights and privileges as a married man and woman. he told him on the air. I felt it was my responsibility to my fellow brothers and sisters that I had to take a stand, and I cannot sit back anymore and hear what is to me an anti-gay message. Apparently, the allegations were Jones, who told a bankruptcy judge last year that he's a self-employed fitness consultant, told Boyles that he was paid money by Haggard, who he says made frequent trips to Denver for sexual liaisons, that he has recorded voicemails and a letter from Haggard, and that he has also witnessed Haggard using methamphetamine.
You know, if the guy can prove that Haggard was even around him, mm-hmm. he's in big trouble.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't have to be able to provide a blue dress with a semen stain on it or anything like that. He just has to prove the guy was in his immediate vicinity.
That's some serious accusations. The suggestion being that they've been meeting for, I think it was 3 years, actually. Yeah, a 3-year sexual relationship between these two. Now, this guy, this Haggard, and once again, if this is true, and by the way, Jones, the gay guy who's making the accusations, he's offered to take a polygraph exam on the air on this Boyles' morning show.
Whoa.
So, I mean, he's pretty serious about these accusations. And if these accusations are true, it once again leads credence to my suggestion, to my theory, that those who scream the loudest about moralistic issues are in fact the ones that are the most truly deviant. And here's yet another example. You've got Mark Foley.
Yep.
Now you've got Ted Haggard, the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, being alleged to have had a 3-year-long sexual relationship with a gay escort, smoking methamphetamine, sending letters, recorded voicemails. This is serious business.
It is.
And I love it. This is great.
I know you do.
I love seeing these people hung out to dry like this. Some community leaders in the Colorado Springs area had scheduled a rally in support of Haggard, but canceled the gathering at the request of his church. New Life's Board of Overseers has the authority to conduct an inquiry, discipline the senior pastor, remove him from the position, or restore him to ministry, says the church's statement. The associate senior pastor will, in the meantime, serve. Quote, New Life Church long ago adopted an overseer model of governance for situations just like this. People need to be patient and allow this process to unfold as it was designed to do. Haggard also led the National Association of Evangelicals. It describes its mission as, quote, extending the kingdom of God through a fellowship of member denominations, churches, organizations, and individuals, demonstrating the unity of the body of Christ by standing for biblical truth, speaking with a representative voice, and serving the evangelical community through united action and gay sex. In a mission from its president under Haggard's picture, it stated that the NAE is composed of blah, blah, blah. So there you go.
Yeah.
It should be interesting to see what develops here.
Really is.
And I hope this guy takes that polygraph. Not that polygraphs are, you know, really
foolproof. Well, it wouldn't hurt. And he's got all. If he has all this other proof, I wish he would have brought the proof. You know, showed the Doyle,
the recorded voicemail. Doyle is Jones is the gay guy.
No, the Doyle would be the talk show host.
The radio show Boyles.
Boyles.
Mr. Boyles.
I wish that Boyles had gotten to hear the voicemails and then was able to say, "Oh, I in fact heard them myself." Even play them on the air.
Well, maybe he's going to. You know, if this was our gig and we were getting this kind of press off of just having an allegation go out over the air, then I'd be holding the voicemails and sort of parceling them out over time.
That is what you would do, and I that's the reason that I do the ads.
Right, right. Tune in to the Boyles Show this week to hear the voicemails from Reverend Ted Haggard. And good, great reason to get up early and listen to the radio. So, way to go, and we'll keep you up to date on this as we learn more. Now, you've got something related to gay folk as well, Mark.
Yeah, this is condensed from an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Apparently, there's been some things that have happened over the 17 years after recognizing same-sex relations in Scandinavia.
The sky has fallen.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, hell has opened wide up and swallowed them all those damn Swedes up. There's a higher rate for marriage rates for heterosexuals now.
Really?
Heterosexual marriage rates have gone up in the last 17 years.
Because of gay marriage.
Wait, that's a jump in logic.
It is.
In the last 17 years that gay marriages have been legal in Scandinavia, heterosexual marriage rates have gone up.
Okay.
Divorce rates across the board are lower.
Hmm.
Lower rates for out-of-wedlock births in the last 17 years. Lower rates of STDs in general. More stable and durable gay relationships. I suppose that that's trackable. More monogamy among gay couples. And so far, no slippery slope to polygamy, incestuous marriages, or man-dog unions.
Wow.
It's hard to imagine.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's supposed to be an affront to God. It's supposed to be destroying the sanctity of marriage. It's supposed to lead us down this road of people humping sheeps.
But yet people still want to get married and go about their business.
And just as many people hump sheeps now as if they decided to marry those sheeps.
Yes, all three of them.
Yeah. I mean, right. I don't understand. What could possibly be the reason except gay people are bad?
That's all it is. It's just we don't like you, and we're going to enforce laws on you and that sort of thing. I think it's great news.
Yeah.
So you're saying essentially that over 17 years, after 17 years of gay marriage being legal in Scandinavia,
higher heterosexual marriage rates, lower divorce rates, lower rates of out-of-wedlock births, and lower rates of STD. Who doesn't want that? I want that.
Interesting statistics. Interesting coincidence.
Now, is it necessarily because same-sex unions have been legalized? No, it's not. But it does prove that same-sex unions do not lead you on a spiraling path to hell.
Indeed. Oh, by the way, a quick update from last night that we didn't get a chance to get to. Khalida Dem, 30 years old, found guilty of aggravated battery and cruelty to children in Lawrenceville, Georgia, in the case of genital mutilation on his 2-year-old daughter. Now, all of the all of this trial was based on the girl, who's now 7, who testified that her father so-called cut her on her private part. But again, she was 2 years old at the time.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And they sent this man to... They're sending this man to prison now for 10 years as a result of what this girl said. Now, the guy said it was his wife or her mother that had this done. It wasn't him. He said he didn't do it. He wasn't from the outback. He wasn't from the bush. He was from civilization, essentially. But now he's going to jail for 10 years on the word of a little girl. I don't remember what I did when I was 2 or what
I remember
I saw
anything
at all.
From 2.
Been in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese...